Pledge to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everybody. Public comment. You gotta hit the podium today. We're all gonna go up there and speak our piece. Name, address.
George Jones, I live on Clover Lane. I just have a request of the board. It seems like every meeting, the topic of the schoolhouse comes up. And I was wondering if it would be possible if we could have the documentation that's been gathered to this point, whether it be email, reports on the house, the way the sale went down, anything having to do with the house, if we could put it up on the township website. That way all the people in the township can view the documentation and figure out exactly what's going on and draw their own conclusions. And I was just wondering if that would be possible, if we could have something like that happen, or if I need to put in a formal request, say a right to know. So that's pretty much all I have to say.
Okay. Thanks, George. I don't have a problem with that. It's the purchase is already going through, so it's basically public documents anyway. That would be up to Sean and Miss Lisa. We can talk about it. And
I think it puts everything into one place. It's all consolidated.
Absolutely.
Possibly we can put it in a chronological order, so it's easy to sort through. I'm retired, so I have a lot of time where I can do this. So,
sure.
Yeah, you know, I can set aside a little bit of time to sort through and just see exactly, you know, where we stand and what's going on in the past. I'm kind of playing catch up. So I hear little nuggets of information at each meeting, but I would rather read the documents for myself and draw my own conclusions.
Amen. Sounds good.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I do as well.
Issues with it. Is it something easy to do?
Is that something we need to make a motion on, or we can just have Miss Kate toss it up there in a folder?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you
I think probably be a little dialogue about what should go up and what shouldn't. Obviously, that
we can discuss that.
You do the agreement of sale, the deed, you know, anything that's a finished product. And if you wish to put up, I'm not that familiar with the project. If there were plans, or if you've hired consultants and you have reports.
Yeah, there were
think among yourselves.
There's an assessment of the building.
Yeah. Inspection report.
Yeah.
Yeah, things
can make those. You can make that available. Yep. Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
It's easier than handing them out here.
Anybody else? 1, 2, 3, go. All right. Need to make approve February 7th, 2024, February 14th, 2024. Did you guys have a chance to review the meeting minutes?
I did.
Yeah. So a couple questions. Meeting minutes. Are we doing business of the board, or are we going to keep all the dialogue and bits that are discussed at these meetings? I just want to make sure that we are all on the same page.
What do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is to have the minutes reflect all the different conversations that happen in these meetings. Some boards, they will record the business only. It's much more short, but I think those were also described as being cliff notes. So I want to make sure that we are doing what we need to do for these minutes.
Ken, what do you suggest? What do you got here?
Yeah, the minutes aren't to be a, although they may be recorded, the minutes aren't to be a regurgitation of every word that was said. They're a summary. They certainly need to include public comments, individuals, names, addresses, actions by the board, motion, who made the motion, whether to approve, et cetera. I guess my suggestion might be if you get draft minutes and you think something's included that shouldn't be or is not that should be, make that, either ahead of time or at this meeting.
Right.
Now is sort of the time, but it's a little hard then to approve the minutes unless it's a minor edit.
Right.
You know, the addition of one thing, you can approve the minutes as amended. But if you're going to suggest a lot of changes, I would suggest you do that ahead of time.
Right. So, yeah.
And not just you.
Right. Anyway. Same thing. I don't want to get into a position where we're deliberating what the minutes are over email.
I don't think that should be the case. I mean, typically the person tasked with doing it is the secretary or manager, assistant manager, would draft the minutes, really without input from the supervisors, and your opportunity to make edits or comments about them, you know, is prior to the meeting. I suggest you direct them, you know, to Kate. Like, there is a potential for, you know, you want something in the minutes, you don't. I think that's going to have to then be discussed at a public meeting.
Okay.
Are you able to, since we get them recorded and until we're live streaming, can we reference in the minutes the location to find the videos if somebody wants to see the actual conversation?
Certainly. If Kate has that capability.
That would allow us to keep the minutes probably a little more business-oriented, but if people want to see a full-blown discussion, they could review the minutes. Video.
Do you post the video now?
No, we have
the audio.
The audio of that you take from the dictation. Sure, then that shouldn't be too
hard. The videos are on YouTube.
Right, it would be hard.
We have a resident
to,
posting them.
You know, reference.
So they're not our videos.
They're not ours. Okay.
Right. Kate, I don't have a problem, Kate, referencing her own audio tape.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, with that, then, Kate, I think we need to make an update here to Don Cabot's public comment in February 7th. I don't think it's accurate. And then February 14th, the dialogue around authorization to live stream meetings, there was a lot of back and forth about the history of recording meetings in this township. It is not there.
Could I suggest you just do them one at a time? I mean, what is absent from the Don Cabot comment?
Listening to the audio, I don't think it lines up to what was discussed.
So do you want to email me that information then, or do you want it?
I can do that.
Or do you want to tell me what it is now to approve the minutes? Or you can email and we can bring it back next month.
I'll email it to you.
Can you carve a copy of the other two supervisors on the email, please?
I mean,
that way we can all be a part
fine.
Of it.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, you all have to vote on the amended minutes. So
there's a seat up here, Mr. Slaktik. I'm being facetious, you guys. But yeah, Sean, if you could carve a copy of everybody, that way we can all review it at the same time, that would be great.
And okay. Then your other comment was on the 14th?
Right.
With regard to live streaming?
Right.
Do you want to do the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. So then there would be no action on the minutes tonight until, I presume it'll be at the next workshop meeting, you could, or next special meeting if there is one prior then.
Okay.
You would deal with the minutes. In the meantime though, if minutes aren't approved at the next scheduled meeting, which this is, I think it's now the practice to post minutes even though they haven't been approved.
Okay. As a draft.
Yep.
Okay. Just put a watermark on it? Is that what
yep.
it is?
As it is now.
Yeah, okay.
Or maybe with a notation that, you know.
You can take that
table
seat
until
no one's going to be there.
Week.
Yeah, go
okay.
ahead.
Well, there is one in the front.
Oh, there is one in the middle. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see them. Yeah. All right. Treasurer's report. Bills to be paid. Sean, are you all done with that?
Yeah.
Before I move on. All right. Treasurer's report, bills to be paid, revenues, expenditures are running on track with this time of year. I'm going to go ahead and make a, or Lisa, do you want to make a motion to accept the treasurer report as presented and filed?
Just confirm that we don't make comments? No?
No.
All good? Okay.
No, I read
I make
that.
A motion to accept the treasurer's report as presented and filed for audit.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. bills to be paid and expenditures to save on accrue interest payroll prior to the Board of Supervisors regular meeting. I make a motion to pay this.
Any questions?
I read them all. Yeah, we all shot that back. Okay. To be clear, we did read these documents. We're not just out there handing it out. So, Ms. Fisher, you want to make a motion here?
I make a motion to approve payment of the bills totaling $87,645.45 and to advance to the treasurer the funds to pay any needed bills or expenditures to save penalties or accrue interest and payroll prior to the Board of Supervisors regular meeting in April 2024.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, Emergency Services, Plymouth Community Ambulance. I have a report here. All right, so I'm going to guess no one's here from Plymouth. All right. So it looks like they had a monthly total of 22 calls, year-to-date 43. Frederick Living, they have 15 calls this month to them, year-to-date 25. We go to the fire company activity. Who's this? I'm sorry, I don't know.
Nathan Hanson.
Mr. Hanson?
Yep. All right, so total calls for the month, 14. Two of them at Frederick Living, six in the township altogether, and then the rest were mutual aid in Lower Frederick, Marlboro, and New Hanover. And then community events coming up. We have our flower sale on the 29th and the 30th out front. And then painting with a purpose on 516. That'll be up on our Facebook if it's not already. It is. There's an event up on our Facebook page. Check that out. And that's all I got.
And that's it for that.
That's it.
Thank you, Mr. Hanson. Water sewer plant report, Perk Human Crossing, the Ivory Ridge.
No violations to report. W.G. Molden came out to at Perk Human Crossing calibrate the flow meter. I replaced the pump in train 2. I didn't have to buy a new one. I had took some old ones that were in good shape from Ivy Ridge and rewired them for 440. So I was able to use them. The water plant's running good. Ivy Ridge, Molden was out there to calibrate the flow meter. Had a surprise inspection by DEP. Everything went great. And one alarm call there during the rain event.
How often do you get surprise inspections?
Pardon?
How often do you get surprise inspections?
Twice a year. Okay. Minimal. Mm-hmm. If they think there's problems, then they'll sneak out more often.
Okay.
Twice a year.
They do that for both plants?
Yes.
What was the alarm for?
High water in the influent wet well. Hmm.
Same issue as always, I'd imagine?
Yes.
Okay. Public Works, River Report, Mr. Heller.
The guys, we took care of just some minor road projects out there with our swale maintenance, potholes, filled them in, but now we're out, actually, drive around here to see a lot of dotted white lines all over the roads, so those areas are going to be salt cut out and fixed the proper way, so we're going to be doing a lot of base repair out there. So we'll notice a bunch of dark marks throughout the township. We finished all of our refacing our road signs to high intensity, so that's all completed. We also did some meter reads. That doesn't really take us too long, but just add that on the report so we'll know that. And we completed all of our spring and summer equipment. So that is all ready, because I don't want to jinx this, but I think spring might have sprung a little bit. That's about it. And moving forward on our Faust Road. So that might be in the engineer's report for that.
When does Faust Road start?
It has not started.
Oh, so when? Do you have a target date?
What is our target date? We'd like to get the bid packages out hopefully by the end of April, possibly. And then opening packages.
If I had to guess, I would say construction is likely to start beginning of June. Okay. By the time, it's usually about 30 days for the contractor to get paperwork back and insurance certificates and job drawings come in, things like that.
Okay.
So we're out remarking areas. guys out there to get it all prepped and ready. Mm-hmm.
Any questions?
Nothing too pressing on the equipment either.
Okay.
Question. No violation.
How have you been?
What's that?
How have you been, buddy? Good? Okay. Civil engineers report?
Okay. LTL's updated the engineers report for the month of March. There's very little changes other than what Steve had alluded to, which is repainting and prepping for the plans for the Faust Road project. And basically, there's two separate sections to that. That'll be Route 73 up to the start of last year's Faust Road project, and then from Little up to Southford Station. So there's base repair, some swale work, some driveway pipe replacements, cleaning of some edge of road areas in segment one, and then there'll be some scratch work, overlay, a couple of inlets, cross pipes. There's a CMP that there's no bottom to anymore, so that'll get replaced. And then on what I'm calling segment two, which is Little to Southford Station, there's more effort there. There might be, I don't know, half a dozen inlets or so, some pipe work in problem areas. And then base repair, some scratch will be, well, even back on segment one right there at the intersection of Faust and 73. If you see, there's an inlet that is just shot. Well, I don't want to mess with that. As soon as we do that, we've got to get an HOP, and that's just a nightmare. So what we're going to do is we're essentially going to leave it in place, and structurally it looks fine, but what we're going to do is we'll clean that out, we're going to put a low flow channel in it, and we're going to rebuild the top, dowel into it, pour some concrete on it, and then mill and tie that in. It'll look real sweet. It'll look nice when it's done. Do some area work there at ProMark. They've got gravel driveways that winds up continually just getting pulled out on the Faust Road, so we're going to pave some aprons. Do some work there, and then up there's a good bit of work that has to get done up at Perkiomen Crossing at the entrances there. So talked with Steve a couple of times. We've driven it, and you'll see a lot of paint over the next week or two. So we've got to document what's going on so we can quantify it, put it in the bid specs, write the technical specs and the plans that go with it. Much the same that Flat Faust was done, just it's just a bigger act.
Well, you're talking about up at the end of 73 in Faust Road. That's that spot on the right-hand side there where that drain dips down in there?
Yeah, it's a crater.
That's everybody pulling too sharp to the right, dipping right into there. That's what that is.
Yeah, it's a very unusual inlet, too. It's actually, standard inlet's like 2x4. That's actually like 2.5x5. There's nothing standard about that. But, again, rather than pulling that out and getting involved with PennDOT, it's really not a problem other than the fact that it's depressed, it's low, it's not failing. We're just going to fix it, kind of get in and get out so we don't have to deal with an HOP.
Yep.
Okay. Any questions I can certainly answer? I have one question. Where Faust Road goes over Chicago Creek, the condition of the bridge itself, because it has to be some sort of bridge there, is that in good shape or has that been inspected? Or
that's
are you
inspected.
Just going to redeck it? That you're talking about the bridge itself?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a county bridge.
Yeah, the county has to be on. They inspected the bridge.
Okay.
We get reports on them.
Because I'm thinking in my mind, if there's a problem with that small bridge, maybe that should be corrected prior to doing the top paving. You know, do it in stages. I don't know.
No, they were out. They inspected that. Got a report. Everything's good. It's just minor spalling underneath there. But it's in good shape.
Okay. Yeah, I actually haven't even seen the report. That's Steve handles that, and so hopefully that's exactly the way it works out, and we take care of the surface of the road, and the bridge is still fine. And inevitably, it always seems like all of a sudden we just get it done, the asphalt cools, and now they have a problem with the structure and stuff like that. If that was some type of an issue, they would have to come back a certain distance, put in mill joints, and resurface it. So. We would want it to work out that way, that if they did, we'd make sure that they fixed the road.
And you notified them that you're resurfacing? The county?
The county, no.
You won't notify them that you're resurfacing
no,
the bridge?
No, it wouldn't change generally. Is
okay.
It 2 year?
Yeah,
it's 2 year. It's 2 year, okay. Yeah. That typically standard where they go on a 2 year cycle, they'll hire
an independent engineering company that will do like all of their county bridges, and they do a every 2 years they'll check the condition of it, do a structural analysis, determine whether the bridge needs to be rated, because sometimes you'll see, you know, it'll be a lower classification. You only sign something if it can't handle a full load. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, but yeah, that it wouldn't. We could notify them, and they'd say, "Well, nice. That's nice to know, but it really wouldn't change what they would be doing."
Okay. Perfect. Appreciate it, Norm. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Civil Engineers Report. Did I hit you twice here, Norm?
Yep.
Ready to go it all over again?
same.
Building Inspector and Zoning Report.
He's not here.
Can we get him at one of these meetings? Because I've called him a couple of times. He didn't even call me back. I sent him an email, didn't get a hold of him.
Well, I asked last time, there was some discussion about the trailer. There was discussion about about the other stuff. So I asked John, I said, you know, bring me up to speed before meeting. So it's totally fine. John can certainly be here. But if you want me to just kind of give you an update as far as what I understand to be, I've asked him to do that for me now prior to the
event. Yeah, I sent him an email asking the same thing. Never heard back.
Oh, you didn't? Yeah. Talk to John.
I will.
But the update that he gave me was as far as the 1716 Snyder Road, and Ken can certainly comment on that, but he gave me a background. Basically, the complaint was filed back in March of 22. At that point, Tracy, at the time, wrote a letter giving a warning to the property owner. That didn't seem to be effective. And then at that point, Tracy had instructed John to send a warning letter, and that was done in March of 23. And then that was followed up with a notice of violation in April of 23 with a filing of a citation in May of 23. And there was some time there waiting for the district justice, and that's all he says is waiting for the district justice. I don't understand that. I don't know the process of it. But at this point, we are now at a point where Ken's preparing a more stern township solicitor letter to be sent to the property owner, giving them a certain number of days. And Ken, if you want to take it from here.
Yeah, I'll jump in. So that's the usual progression: notify the property owner, send a notice of violation, you know, and along the way, you know, more and more people comply. But every once in a while, you get a situation where they don't. And in this case, after the notice of violation went unanswered, John filed a complaint at the district justice, and the property owner, or at least we believe, lives in Delaware, and so it's not that Pennsylvania doesn't have jurisdiction over someone in Delaware, but they're not going to send a constable to Delaware to drag him back to court. And so we're a little bit, you know, stuck. Mr. Potosa, I believe it is, brought this matter to my attention. I had hints of it before, but I have not been asked to do anything until, like I said, last February, I talked to Mr. Potosa, and I guess with the board's permission, my recommendation, my suggestion would be as follows, that I have done some research with the township has property maintenance standards, and you've also adopted the 2015 International Property Maintenance Code. And to some extent, there's a little conflict between the two about how you notify the property owner, whether it's by letter, post the property, certified mail, whether you have to give them 10 days, 20 days. And I'm sort of parsing through that. And I've essentially come to my opinion that my intention, and again, with your blessing, would be to send a letter to the property owner, whom I guess I've told may be deceased.
It may be.
But
yes.
I think the last communication was in care of someone else. And I don't really have a good method. I do intend tomorrow to put my staff on it to see if we can find an obituary for this person, or I see if we can identify the other individual by name. But nevertheless, I think the code allows us to do our best to notify through the mail, certified registered mail, but also post the property, which would essentially be ineffective for the property owner, but it satisfies the requirement for us. And then the question for you folks is, because there's no real threat to life or limb, it's more of an attractive nuisance. It's not doesn't appear to be an imminent risk of collapse. I would suggest that what we do is board it up to make it safe. I think that's satisfactory to what, you know, the neighbors around would be, you know, satisfied with. So if we send this notice, they do not act within, I'll probably err on the side of caution, give them 20 days, especially since the property owner maybe in Delaware or worse. And then the road crew or whomever else from the township, or you can hire an independent contractor to simply go on the property and secure it, to make it safe, to make it such that, you know, animals can't get inside, kids, you know, wouldn't be attracted to it. They call it an attractive nuisance. So, again, there's conflict between the two codes as to whether this is a function that's authorized by the code enforcement officer. And in other places, it says the township board of supervisors has to do it. But I guess we'll cover it both ways.
Yeah, does one document...
It says where there's a conflict between the two, the one that's more rigid or has the more, you know, strict interpretation is the one that you enforce. But that doesn't really help us with regard to the, does the code officer do it or does the supervisors? So John Cook, with whom I've been in touch with on this, is the only project I've worked on with him from a codes perspective, and I've talked to him a couple times. He's of a mind that we should go in that direction. And again, if you guys, I don't even think it has to be a motion. You know what? Maybe it should, probably should be in the minutes that you authorized me to send that letter. And I'm prepared to do it tomorrow or the next day. It'll go out quickly. 20 days will elapse. And then, again, I don't know if John, this is not something we do regularly, and in the spirit of transparency and having you folks be involved. Maybe we'll let the 20 days lapse. My expectation is they're not going to come up here and fix the problem. Maybe at either the next special meeting or the first meeting, first public meeting you have after the 20 days passes, authorize John to board up the place.
Just an interjection here, but if there's a conflict there between BOS and zoning officer, maybe if the BOS instructs the zoning officer to do it, you kind of belt and suspenders, right, and you kind of covered.
It'll be a little like that. Okay. And me too, because I think I'll send a letter. The letters heretofore sent by John, you know, have not been met with any favorable response. So it may be coming from me. Of course, if the owner's deceased, I don't think we can get a good response anyway.
You get a response.
But there's usually somebody involved. And the property's in Montgomery County, so I'd go to the county records tomorrow and look to see where the tax bills go. You know, that's one good way to determine who's in charge and whether the taxes have been paid, et cetera. So we'll do a little bit of that digging and get that done in a day or two.
Well, we can't board it up until then, is what you're saying.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
With all the effort you're putting into it, do you lean the property?
Yes.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, any costs associated with the process from my time to John's time to any actual costs for materials, labor expense, it could all be itemized and put forth in a lien, and then we would lean the property. Good point.
But the ideal outcome would be that the trailer would be removed? Is that the
that idea? Is the first step. You know, again, it's a single floor building. Again, it's not likely to collapse. It doesn't look like. It looks like boarding it up to keep people out and make it less attractive for somebody to take up residence there or throw a party.
Right.
Anyway, I've been in touch with Mr. Petosa, you know, any other neighbor. I have to, you know, work for these folks, but I'm happy to have your input. And, you know, it sounded like boarding it up is good for now. Let's see what happens. Sometimes these problems solve themselves over time. You know, whoever owns that property will eventually get tired of paying taxes on the property and may put it up for sale or offer it back to the township or let it go to tax sale. You know, and at that point, we could remove the structure.
I did have a conversation with John about this structure, and he said if it was boarded up, at that point, there really isn't a code violation until a roof would collapse or some type of a structural issue would happen. It would shift on its foundation or something. But he said once it's boarded up, it really, you know, it's certainly an eyesore, but it's not a safety issue at that point.
Do we know when this gentleman passed away? Because I know
it's not sure.
I did not.
So when I go ahead, Mike.
I can't validate this, but I do believe the owner has passed away. And the letter that was sent to Delaware, I believe, is his sister.
Okay.
And there's an obituary filed, but it's up in New York with her name and address. And she is also deceased. So it's not 100%, but it's something to look into.
So when I talked to someone in 21, it was a gentleman right behind there.
Yeah.
He had told me all this back in 21.
Okay.
That's why I'm surprised we're still sitting here with it. In this position, like I would have just figured they would have lost it to back taxes or something like that. Do we know if they're current?
Presumably someone's paying the tax. I can't determine whether they're current with the tax. Whoever's paying the tax bill is you know, probably an heir or an executor of one of their estates or administrator.
Yeah, holding on to that gold mine.
A lady in the back has a question.
Miss Garlish?
The original owner died over 40 years ago.
What was that person's name?
I can picture him as plain as day, but I don't know his name. I remember going there trick-or-treating as a child. But I know I was probably about 16, 17 years old because I was working EMS at the time and went there for him. So he's been gone that long.
Wow.
Has it been abandoned that long?
Yes.
Okay. Look, this is news to me. Is Richard Connor the person's name? Is that
right? By the way, it was Connor, if you go on property records.
Okay.
And there's two Connors. There's his wife, Carolyn, and there's Mr. Connor. Mr. Connor, I believe, is passed. I think she has, too. And then this other woman who's listed on the property records as the go-to person, I think she's also passed away also. So
if you guys could, can you send this information to Miss Kate? Can you give it to Ken?
Yeah.
And then we'll go ahead and travel down this road just for the sake of keeping the meeting moving.
I can't speak for 40 years. I can't even really speak for the last 2 years. But I can tell you for now, you know, this is the type of case that, you know, I'd like a letter will go out tomorrow. You know, don't expect, you know, this problem to be solved. You know. Mm-hmm. When it's when you have a situation like this, this happens.
These guys are regular pitchforks.
We'll get to the bottom.
We'll get
to it.
All right. Well, and if it's on this report that you're providing each month, we can follow up on it and make sure that we're doing the appropriate steps to drive to completion.
What's your name? You got to state your name.
Tom, that's a big road. The person, the building and zoning person that we talked about hasn't been doing their job for several weeks. Are they supposed to be following up with this, or are we...
That's this report here. I did put a call in, too.
Maybe I'm missing something.
But I'm going to address that problem, too.
Okay.
Don't worry.
I was just wondering, because I feel like they should be following up with it, right?
Well, he's...
Sort of, they are.
He's sort of running into it.
We had discussed maybe they need an office here. We couldn't get a hold of them on the phone several weeks. So I don't mean to say something bad about it, but there were several meetings where we didn't know how to even get a hold of them. So that's what I was wondering.
Yeah, we'll cross that bridge here shortly.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No big deal.
He's flown every day.
I was just wondering if that's his responsibility. Or
yeah.
Maybe not, I don't know.
Norm, can you just send me a copy of that, whatever you have there? Or just give it to Miss Kate and I'll have a copy, please.
Sure.
And just like John know that I did mention I was trying to get a hold of him.
Okay.
Please.
Yep.
All right, zoning, building inspector, zoning hearing board.
Hold on, did you want, I have a couple questions.
Oh, go ahead. I'm
first,
sorry.
Did you want us to make a motion?
Yes, to authorize me to proceed in that manner. Notify the property owner, post the property, and instruct to rectify the violations within 20 days or have the police board.
Go ahead, you can remember that, right?
That is the motion, you just have to say...
I know, that was a lot.
So moved.
So moved.
So I have a second?
I have a second.
Come on, Sean.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I was hoping I didn't have to remember all of that.
All right, but there was nothing with the zoning hearing board, right? I thought I got a letter from the Rothschild.
So, yeah, he had...
Where'd that go?
But did we want to cover permits for process, 8 inspections, and then the ongoing zoning issues?
Okay, that's just back here, right?
Well, we only covered 17 and 16. There's also...
We don't typically do them all, but...
Okay. Do we need to touch base on any... Did anybody else need a status on a property complaint? Because there's a couple properties listed in this document.
Yeah, we didn't get it. That's why I said I was just going to have an email to us and I'll send it over to everybody.
What's the old end?
Say one more.
Are we talking about the old end? Then at the end of.
It's, I think, is that on there too? The old end?
Yes.
Well, 1847 Perkins.
Yes. Yeah, Sean, it's on there as well. We didn't get it until too late. I didn't have a chance to review it.
Oh, all right.
I tried to get it. So. But yeah, we'll hit that. Next.
When you say next, what do you
mean? Next meeting. Next.
There's not too much updates.
There's no updates on the
end? Yeah, we're looking to see what we can do with it since she keeps leaving the property.
Okay.
I think that's something we're Juana Stone or the 1847 Perkiomenville Road.
Yes, last it was left, it's now, you know, on my radar, but John and Kate were going to do some digging on their own before they involved me.
We're gathering information to forward to him.
Perfect. Planning Commission? Come on, Jerry, whip something out here.
Meeting at the end of the month. I believe we have one coming up, Kate.
Yeah, there's one scheduled for the 28th.
Yeah, 28th.
There was no.
And what, the one for this month was canceled?
Last February was canceled.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Central Perkiomen Valley Regional Planning Commission?
We have that meeting next Monday, the 18th. Caldwell Borough.
What's that date? That's the 18th, you said?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
7. 7 o'clock.
Oh, 7 p.m. Parks and Rec, Mr. Murray.
We're working on plans for the Swamp Creek Stomp. It's a 5K trail run. It'll be Saturday, May 11th. We're looking for volunteers to help with that event. We're also looking for volunteers for some trail maintenance for that event prior to the event. And we're also working on a few more items for the playground out here. So hopefully we can get that wrapped up soon.
Okay.
Do you know when that will be? Is there a roundabout time?
I don't right now. We're working with Fall Zones on two more items that are part of our grant. And I'm going to be meeting with Steve Heller, our roads guy, this week.
My wife booked it for our kid's birthday, so we're just wondering.
But yeah.
It's not done. It's not done.
The new part probably won't be done by then,
okay.
Depending on when that is.
No worries. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What time's this stop, Kevin? Really?
It usually starts at 8 a.m.
Thank you.
What was the question, Jared?
What time the stop starts?
Oh, okay. Parks and Rec. Okay, new business. So we had a traffic study a request sent in to us to lower the speed limit on Gravel Pike. The township must request a PennDOT. For PennDOT to complete the traffic study, so we're looking for permission to request this. Ms. Kate is. So in talking to a couple of residents, they want to take the speed limit down from 50 to 35 from Perkiomen, which is deep down at Deep Creek, I think it is, all the way up to Kratz Road. I've heard several people ask for it. So, and I think we got an email on it too, right?
I've received the request via email.
Yeah. So
I reviewed the request. I just want to jump in here.
Sure.
Will probably correct me on this, but it's a state road, so you have to make the request to PennDOT. PennDOT will do a study. In reading this, apparently the speed limit used to be 55. It was lowered to 40 and then put back to 45. You know, just making the request is kind of a double-edged sword. Mm-hmm. If the traffic study comes back that speed should be lowered, hooray. But it frequently comes back, probably far more often it comes back, that people travel that road much faster than 45 or 55, and it's conceivable that the end result could be that the speed limit will go up.
Yeah.
So you have to be careful in making that request. Norm, is that?
You're correct.
I just want to put it out there just so the world doesn't think you make a request and then you get a speed limit sign. It doesn't work like that. And it takes
that actually has happened one time. It had been lowered to 45.
And now it's back to
50. Lower Frederick made a request for a study and was raised to 50. Given the way people travel, we live on that road. Given the way people travel on that road, the intersection of Kratz and Salford Station and 29 has become very dangerous. Mm-hmm. I know that's not the business right now for this meeting, but we think if we get a request to the state, we're going to follow up with PennDOT. If we get the request to PennDOT, we'll follow up.
And they'll issue a report with their recommendation and so forth,
But I assume there's an appeal process if it comes back at some high. Well, I doubt if it comes back higher. It'd be hard to believe that, but whatever.
I don't know how it works. All I can tell you is frequently they come back that the speed limit will not be lowered, and it could even be raised.
We intend to keep it going. There's a person with lower credit that does too, but all we're really requesting is that the board, in behalf of the township, asked for a traffic study made. My understanding is that Lower Frederick Board met last Wednesday, and they have made the request on their behalf. But since it's a road that
traverses both townships, it really has to be a joint request.
Right. Are you guys aware of that? Because when there are joint requests, you know, that's something, you know, it's part of what we do, right? Regional planning, regional, you know, whatever.
Maybe not a joint request, but separate requests.
Well, separate requests, but both, you know,
yes, right,
being in alignment, you might even reference, you know, we in the cover letter, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Lower Frederick has made the request, and you know, we're adding ours, you know, kind of, I don't know.
Jumping on board. I had a young lady call up and ask me about it. They hung the box out there. She asked me what it was. I reached out to Miss Kate. And then in talking to some other folks in the township, they did. Actually, a guy knocked on his door, and he actually lived in Lower Frederick. And he was one of the people that called and actually requested Lower Fred to do it. So I know there's a small pocket of people right there that are all concerned about it. And I did express what you said about, you know, be careful what you wish for. Because I did read up on it, Title 75, and it's like, you know, you could be out of the frying pan straight into the fire. So it is something you got to worry about.
We made that request, and we live on that corner of Kratz and 29, and we've been there since 1975 when the only traffic was on Monday morning going up to the Purdy Sale. Now we have excessive traffic, people going up to the turnpikes in two different directions. And the way our driveway is, people cut that corner, and it's almost taking your life in your hands to go out to your mailbox. We're talking about where to move the mailbox or how to arrange it so we can feel safe. I'm worried every time I pull out there because there's a short distance between the road and the and where I pull out of my driveway. And I'm under no illusion that magically people will drive slower, but if there is a higher speed limit, people go more than the speed limit. When the speed limit was lower decades ago, when we had small children, people didn't drive as fast. They drove faster, but not as fast. We've had some accidents out there. We've had some people who have speeded and been speeding and come right over our stone wall and gotten their car caught. We've had a guy on a motorcycle who pulled out from the other side of Kratz Road and got hit by a car and had to get helicoptered out of the area. So there are a lot of cars out there, especially at certain times of the day. And so no matter what, it's an accident waiting to happen. And so I think we have to take it seriously because all the houses right in that area are old houses like ours, and they're right up next to the road. So that is part of our concern. We're asking the township to help keep everybody safe. And the people coming around south on 29 who are zipping around the curve on our corner on Kratz, they could easily get out of control and have an accident. So I don't want to be an accident to somebody just going to my mailbox and somebody's anxious to get home and I get hit. So
Yes, ma'am.
I'm thinking of safety first.
Yes, ma'am. That's our job as supervisors, to make sure everybody here is safe.
Well, so, as I said, you know, we've lived in that house since 1975, so we have a long history with how people travel on that road. And we are particularly careful in that area.
Okay.
And we tell anyone who comes to visit us to be cautious of how they turn into our driveway and how they including the UPS including the post office guy and the UPS man, so because we've seen a lot of close calls.
Okay.
If you're going to send the letter, I suggest you have a motion to do that.
Okay. So do I have a motion to authorize Ms. Kate to send a request?
I'll make a motion to send a letter to PennDOT regarding a traffic study be performed between Perkiom and Bill Road and Salford Station Road on 29 on Gravel Pike.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. ARPA funds to the road project. Treasury stated prevailing wage will probably apply to this project. Was this confirmed? It will need to be added to the bid package. We will also need to complete a budget amendment, motion to reallocate ARPA funds. Did we ever confirm this?
So yes, the road, it will be a requirement and is in their bid packages anyway. So that's kind of at this point. Yeah, I found that out after I sent you that information. The one thing is when you wanted to reallocate those funds, there was no motion made. So we need a motion to reallocate those funds.
Okay.
In the future, in maybe next month or the month after, we'll have to do a budget amendment. But there's a time frame between budget and making amendments mm-hmm. that we have to check on first. So right now, we just need the motion to reallocate the funds.
Okay, do I have a motion to reallocate the ARPA funds to the roads project?
I'll make a motion to reallocate the ARPA funds to the roads project.
Well, do
I need to say specifically Faust Road?
No.
No, just to the roads project.
Do I have a second? I second. All those in favor?
Aye.
I'm sorry, these ARPA funds, where were these originally
going?
The
COVID funds were going to the schoolhouse, and then we were on a tight timeline to get them. The ARPA funds are on a tight timeline. They have to be under contract before the end of 24.
Okay.
So we moved them to the roads because we knew we would spend them, and we knew that we had the proper contracting to get it, to use the funds timely without putting them at risk of losing them.
Would you like to hear any public comment on use of these funds? Does anybody have any comments on it? Okay.
All right.
What was that? Did someone say something? I just don't want to skip somebody. No? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sean.
No, that's it. Because nobody wants to talk about it. Okay.
Okay. I think the question was back then was we weren't sure when we were speaking with Ms. Tackett. She was under the impression we couldn't use those funds for mm-hmm. that. I was under the impression we could, and further investigation, we were allowed to. So this was just a way for us to alleviate the pressure of we got to hurry up and do this or hurry up and do this. It gave us the ability to sit back, pump our brakes on a project outside, and reallocate these funds and still be able to use them without losing them.
Right. Okay.
So just for clarification on the vote, I didn't hear Sean.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you vote?
But for the minutes, I think it was two ayes.
Two
aye.
Okay. Old business. Solicitor interviews. We have...
I scheduled three of them beginning at 6 p.m. on March 20th. I believe it was the High Schwartz, Clemens, and Yurdy Taylor.
Okay, you send us an email, let us know which ones are which time frame. All right.
How did this end up on Wednesday instead of Saturday?
Not everyone could do Saturday. I believe Ken might have been possibly the only one. The others were not available.
Is this date not acceptable? Is it not?
No, I can't make this one.
You can't?
No.
Did you guys decide what you're doing? Are you going to do three in a row, or are you going to split them up?
Yeah, the intention was to interview them each individually with a gap of time break between each one. Yeah, I think it's an hour and a half for the three interviews or something. Or 2 hours.
Sean, can you then send me emails? You had stated you were available most nights after 6 p.m., so... Yeah. I don't want to schedule on my
sorry,
cancel.
Sorry, that's one I got a conflict on.
And Ken, why couldn't you make this? You just didn't have the availability there?
No, he said
no. He was the one that couldn't make Saturday. It was the other two couldn't make Saturday. We originally suggested Saturday morning.
Okay. Yeah.
And
Can we slot it to Thursday, the 21st?
I can follow. I can ask, yeah. And the 6 p.m. start is still good for you?
That's fine.
Okay.
You want to do 6:30, Sean? Give you a little extra time to get here?
That'd be good.
6:30?
Yeah, let's do that.
I can make that work. I'll check with the others, obviously.
Okay.
All right. So appointments for... Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm trying to just think here for notice to the public or whether you have to put an ad in the paper, call a special meeting. So why don't you pick a day, and if it can be that day, then you don't have to do anything further. But, and I guess I'm thinking the Thursday, the 21st.
Well, we have to confirm with the other two that they can attend.
Right.
Right.
And if they can't, then you're going to have to If you revert back to the 21st or 20th, then you'll have to put an ad in the paper. Do you understand?
But we need 48, it's 24 hours. Yeah, 24. So we still have...
You have time.
Yeah, I think we just need to confirm tomorrow. If we could wrap up the scheduling, I can hopefully tomorrow.
But what I'm trying to avoid is having to do advertising for it. If you pick the date and time now and you announce
and
it as a public
now.
Meeting,
okay.
Then you don't have to advertise.
But if it changes, if they come back and say they can't do the 21st.
You want to just pay to advertise, it's not going to be a long advertisement.
Yeah,
it's a single
just because
purpose.
We don't, I mean, we can post it on the website, but if not everyone looks at that, then they might come in here on the 21st and there's nothing here. So,
I think, therefore, you need a motion. No, we'll just authorize Kate to make the other phone call, see if you can make it. Everyone can do the 21st at whatever the time is, and then authorize her to make the proper legal notice by way of advertisement.
We don't need a motion for that, do we?
No.
Oh, okay.
Appointment to the UCC Board of Appeals.
So, the board hadn't been filled yet. We were waiting on answers from two members who are on it. Both of those members are unavailable to commit to that at this time. Jason Duvall was interested, but you still need two more, I believe, to fill the board. It is posted on the website, and I posted it to Facebook, and I've seen nothing about it yet.
Right. Anybody interested?
So I've been here 5 years and they've never used it, so it's not like it's a big time.
In 5 years they haven't had to meet?
The UCC.
So it's a board that exists, but it rarely ever, it requires very little effort.
Put it on your resume. It's not a big commitment.
So it's just something that I guess.
Mr. Jones, can you tell me you're retired? Come on, man. We got to help out a little bit around here. You know what I mean? We're all in this mess together.
We have to cut the lawn.
Is that right? You dirty dogs. I can't wait to retire.
I haven't met in 5 years.
We'll just keep it posted. And stuff.
Yeah. Okay. We can put Mr. Duvall back on there, right?
Yeah, I believe, he's already interested, so he's fine.
Do we have to make a motion for that, or are we good with it?
Probably do need to make a reappointment for him.
What says you, Mr. Solicitor?
I say yes, make a motion.
Yes.
I make a motion to appoint Jason Duvall to the UCC Board of Appeals.
Do we have a second?
Actually, Lisa, aren't you supposed to ask for the second?
I don't know.
Is yes.
True? Okay. Do I have a second?
I second.
All in favor.
Oh, all in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Nothing got guys here.
Yes, at least, you know.
Getting there.
That's why I know what
we're doing. We were doing it wrong for the first 2 months. You know what I mean? Nobody said a word. Tried to straighten this ship out a little bit. All right, so quick Planning Commission appointment revisions. So we discussed in the last meeting that the one position for Mr. Landis was indeed up. It expired 12/31/23. So we need to figure out what we're going to do there, and we have to stagger this. We suggested to stagger it at a 2-year seat so they all fall in accordingly in line.
We don't have more than two vacancies at the same time.
Correct. Correct. Did we advertise for this, Ms. Kate? Did you put anything out on the website saying we were going to, you know, possibly have an opening or anything like this?
I was not directed to.
I know I did.
No, I think at the last week's meeting at the workshop,
you said you were just going to.
We discussed it's either it would make sense that it was either maintaining Jared on the board or potentially if Bob Keenan was still interested. We were trying to keep an original member on the board because we had appointed three new members, and that would be, we didn't want to take new members and have a 4-new member board with only Rick Buffman being the original member. So it was to be, since your term was ended, Jared, we went back to it was back in the minutes, we're following the minutes, that it should be either you or Bob. Is Bob here tonight?
He is not.
So do we know if Bob's still interested?
It's Rob, I'm sorry.
Do we know if he's still interested? Did we talk to him?
I can reach out to him.
Let's do that. Let's reach out to him. And
I assume you're still interested. Yes. Okay.
And again, my big thing is education here. Whoever's going to work for these boards or we put on these boards, I think we have to have a commitment to go to these classes. That's a big thing for me. I think we, you know, we can't just rest on, well, we'll deal with it when the time gets here. We got to be pot committed to this community.
Hi, Mr. Tom Ditzler again, Big Road. I have an application filled out. I'd like to submit it to you guys. I'm a local general contractor. I have a degree in civil engineering. Qualifications are on here. I don't know who I submitted that to, but I'd like to
What's it for, Mr. Ditzler?
For your consideration.
For the planning commission?
For planning commission?
Yeah.
How'd you hear there was an opening?
Do I submit this?
Well, probably because the agenda says...
Okay, never mind. You can give it to Miss Kate.
Afterwards?
No, you can give it to Miss Kate.
And then.
Yeah, I didn't see anything on the website.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Okay. Website transition. Miss Kate, you requested...
So I requested a quote from Civic... Civic had contacted me and stated the website has expired, but they're not going to turn it off on us because we need to have a website. So she sent me quotes to keep it on for, I believe, a 3, 6, or 12-month period while we transition to our new website. So I didn't know how you guys want to proceed since the new website is not ready yet. And
yeah,
I'm just getting involved with it. I was not previously involved with it, so I'm...
It could take a while.
Yeah, after the last meeting, I did reach out to both of them. I reached out to you to get their numbers. And only one of them had gotten back to me, and she got back to me right around, you know, 5:30
when you
this
say
afternoon.
One of them, what do you
It was the one that we currently use.
Civic Plus. Okay.
So she had gotten back to me, and she just basically told me to give her a call tomorrow. We'll sit down and talk about what she can do for us. But basically, in March of 22, Tracy had asked about a redesign, but no commitment was given. She then reached back out in March of 22, initiated a 60-day termination notice. They never heard back from her. She said they were, and when I say she, the young lady from Civic Plus was reaching out to Ms. Tackett. Said she's just never gotten any other word back. Says April of 2023. An official written request was request to terminate was received by Ms. Tackett, and the website was good until February 26, 2024. So now, basically, holy jeez, going to kill myself in one of these. So she says, basically now she's didn't shut this website down because she sees we're actively using it, but she had no idea what direction we were going to go. She said she did know that we were looking at possibly going with another service. I reached out to the other service. I've never heard back from him. He's going to get with me tomorrow. I got an email from him today. He's going to call me tomorrow and let me know, basically, so I can sit and compare apples to apples. This is what I do for a living. I do computers, network integration, things like that. So I'll be able to compare it, see what we have, see if the workaround is. Maybe we just, you know... change a couple of things on the layout there. That's the big problem that we currently have, is the layout. Everybody's having difficulty, from what I've seen today, we're having problems with where we're sticking items and how to manage the website. So I would just suggest we just hang on a second, let me talk to them tomorrow, and then I'll give you guys an update on, you know, what the prices are, comparisons on both, what we're going to get with the new one, what we're going to lose with the old one, and see if it isn't worth just having some cleanup done to this new website. And they'll give me the cost associated with that. Mm-hmm. So if you guys are okay, I'll do that.
And in the meantime, we need to extend the current website service provider for a minimum of 3 months. I know she gave 3-month intervals, and I think it was 738
correct.
A quarter.
Correct. I can call and see if she'll extend it till April, but I think at that point you're going to have to make a decision because it did expire in February.
I mean, look, do we think the website's going to be ready by April? Probably not. I think we're going to be stuck. Yeah, I think we might as well go with the 3 months.
My suggestion would be to be safe, just go with 3 months. We can extend that if need be.
For another 3 months, yeah.
Right. If we decide not to go with the other one, then, you know, we can just sign a different contract. But
yeah, I would
suggest going with 3 months so that everything is safe.
I have no prior discussions on what occurred, why we were going with a new website, why we were redesigning. So
I think it
would like a little time to assess it.
And Civic can do a redesign as well to give us everything we want, a one-time redesign. There's a fee involved, but they can redesign it to have everything exactly where you want it. And then it's all cleaned up. Yeah,
I think it was to modernize the website, and I think we were saving cost as well.
There was a cost savings as well.
Yeah.
Well, if we had another company, the current company that you're speaking to tomorrow, they must be under a contract to do this website. There must be. Is there some documentation that
we're already expired with them right now? They're just being nice, letting us have it because they see we're using it and they understand.
No, I don't mean that way.
You reached out.
We must have.
Yes.
You reach out to the IT guy at PSATS.
Yes.
That's who you're going to talk to tomorrow.
That's who
They're just the host of the new website.
But the company that's the one that we were given access to look at the test site.
He charges, I believe it's just an hourly fee. So every time he spends time in there, then he'll bill us for that.
The person redesigning it?
Right.
So PSATS hosts it, and then you got a
then we have to find a designer.
It's just a web.
Yeah.
So we're only paying for his time, the web designer's time.
For now, yeah.
There's no contract with him to...
As far as I know, no.
No.
Okay. I try to look in further. I mean, I was just trying to go through what I could go through.
Is our current website not hosted by PSATS?
No.
Okay. So by switching to this, it's actually rehosts the website with PSATS, correct. Not on our own server or someone else's server.
Correct.
Okay. That makes sense.
If I'm remembering right, that's a new service of PSATS.
Correct.
They didn't used to do
that. Right.
Now
yep.
Okay.
And Sean, you're right. It's 3 months. That's an undertaking, trying to navigate this here. Even if we were to put it on another one, on another web service, it's not a five-minute ordeal. And then we all have to sit, approve it, look at it. It just takes time.
How far along is it on the PSATS part?
When I looked at it, it's in its infancy. This has been a very hands-off project here, and it just is what it is, you know. So
okay.
I'm not going to tell you I'm starting from scratch, but I'm starting from just above scratch. But
okay,
all right.
So we'll just do it 3 months at a time. If we feel like we're after 2 months, we feel like we're going to need more time, we'll approve another quarter.
So. I'll reach out to them tomorrow then.
Motion?
Can
make a motion.
Yes. I want to talk to them before you use it.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. I just want to see if put the screws to them a little bit.
Okay.
Everybody loves money. All right. So do we need to make a motion, Ms. Lisa?
I'll make a motion to extend our website service provider, Civic Plus, for an additional quarter. And I believe that rate is $738.08 for the 3 months. Do I have a second?
That's per month.
Oh, no, it was a quarter.
No, for
it's three months. For 3 months, 738
a week. Period.
It was like 2,100 for her.
It's in
it was two something.
Okay. A second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Loose Architects, revised public design, public works design. Steve, did you have any interaction with this gentleman?
There's just two areas on there. The lean-to, it needs to be 20 foot longer. It needs to match the length of the pole barn itself. Have additional storage in the back as well as the trailers to put underneath.
Can you show us on the diagram what you're talking about? You doctored it up.
Nice. Keep going to the actual schematic design.
Here.
No, the smaller one. You guys do have the bigger one. I gave you the big one. I gave myself the smaller one. So I think it's
this one.
See, it has to be the whole length.
You're saying this has to be this
back here.
Yeah, this
to the top. To the entire depth.
Yeah.
The trailer coming.
Yeah.
Part you're going going to have storage back here, because I still have buckets for loaders. And
okay, but it's the whole thing is just a lean-to.
Yeah.
And is the width okay here?
Yes.
So this is good.
Mm-hmm.
You just need it like this.
Yeah, it just has to come out another 10 on this side, another 10 on that side.
Oh, okay. It's just even in it.
Okay. And then if you go to Public Works.
In here? Okay.
For the downstairs. Here's the ground level. It was... Public Works is just going to get flip-flopped on my office.
This is upstairs. This is down. This is the ground level floor. Oh, do you want me to spin it? I'm sorry.
No,
it's upside down for you. So.
So you're putting the bathrooms where that corner office is, Steve?
No.
Where
the Public Works office is now, we want to keep it and keep emergency management where they're at. So it's just
flopping
it. That's all we're doing. Because this is emergency management, they want to bring it out. This is the door right now. You come down. This is where we are right now. Now they want to put us.
And this is an office and a storage space. So the storage closet remains the same.
Yeah, just take that office and keep it where it's at, and keep emergency management where it's at.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And what was changing then?
It's this way. You want to keep that design. So what is really changing in this whole floor plan? Nothing, really.
No, you just dresser it up and just keep it over here on this side. One of the reasons why is the sump pump's down, so it's constant stinking down there, musty, and I got to hear a sump pump constantly.
Okay.
And that's the only route to run that sump pump is where it's at.
Okay.
So you just flip-flop it. Emergency management, you guys, they don't meet very often, but...
Thank goodness.
Did you need an office over here? Right now you have cubicles.
Yeah. So we're just going to stay where
we're
at.
Yeah, so just put an office
just
in the corner. There.
But you want walls?
Yeah, we're going to put walls there.
Office walls.
Yeah.
Okay. Probably best if you draw it then. Yeah.
So I guess you're just looking.
Yeah, so I think at this point is we'll reach out to Luce
and give
explain
him ideas.
Explain these changes, and then he'll send them back to us.
Yeah. I mean, this is what the...
All I have to do is just call Mike up and tell him what I want to do, and then he'll just redesign.
Redesign it, and then
just add a 10-foot on the front end and 10-foot on the back end of the room, so... So, yes.
Okay, great.
Really,
I just want to make sure we understand. Okay. Thank you. And sorry we don't have drawings for everybody. Okay.
It's addressed all your needs, Steve. Everything will be addressed then at that point?
Fine.
Uh-huh. You have to look like my kid. This is the best computer, pup. This is what I need. 2 weeks later, I need this, I need that.
So, Steve, you are sending an email to Mike?
Yeah.
Tell him to give him the, or you'll call him with the updates. Okay.
And that was just the two that you were just showing here?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Mike will redo them and resubmit them. So we don't need a motion for this.
Correct.
Okay.
Any comments, Sean?
No.
All right. Select a recruiter, begin the search for a township manager, set a budget amount for the process. Just for you, Ms.
So I did reach out to Maynard to see about the interim services, and she does not provide them. She does have contacts she can reach out to gain them, but she has none available right now. She said they're very hard to find.
Absolutely.
But she would not be able to give you a price because they don't provide it.
Mm-hmm. So okay.
That's all I have.
Okay.
My only other comments, did you guys think about just posting on like Indeed or all those kind of websites instead of hiring a recruiter? Or it's just a cost savings. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I was thinking that as well.
And
I did look in 21 when this went the last time, isn't that what you all
did? Correct.
Jack is retiring.
Right. But that's what I mean. Did you guys use a recruiting service or just Indeed?
I think we've just posted it on the website. We might have put it, I don't know if we, where
it was
where
on
else we put
Indeed
it.
And I can't remember the other website, but it was a minimal cost to post it there.
Yeah, I saw
she
it
received
on
a lot of applications for it.
Maybe that's the first step.
I was just
going to
say.
Well, that's what I mean. If we want
to start there, if we don't get,
right.
We don't feel like
before
we
commit to that
candidate.
Cost.
I mean, that's fine with me. I liked Keystone because I thought we could get an interim, you know, if we needed it. But I think, you know, I would know that we need to agree to commit to paying them if we can start with Indeed and just see if we get reasonable candidates.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
So we'll pass on that for right now.
PSATs put stuff out there as well.
What was that?
You can contact PSATs and they'll put stuff out as well.
Mm-hmm. They also provide a service. It was PSATs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll, from beginning to end, yep, help you find an interim and a permanent, but they charge.
Sure, but it's not going to be as much as the other 2 outfits.
No.
Okay.
I have a question. When you advertise for a township manager, do you have a set of criteria that you would advertise, like what the requirements are for this person, for the position?
It's going to need a job description.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
I mean, a starting point would be from the job description that we had from 2 years ago, so 3 years ago, whatever.
Do you know how to find that?
I will look for it. Okay.
But you may need to revise or tweak it a bit.
We'll review it, yeah.
I think it's archived on our website. I did see it.
I'm looking to find it.
That's how I knew it was on our website, and I did find we advertised on Indeed as well.
Okay.
That's what it was saying, the same thing. So we don't need a motion for anything here.
No, so the next step is really to review the job description.
Correct.
Circulate that. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think you should go ahead and have a motion to authorize Kate to post the job description. I think that'd be a good idea.
When it's ready. Should they review it together, or can they just send it?
I was just thinking before the next public meeting that you can put it up there.
Okay.
And that's the route you're choosing to go at this point in time.
Okay. And then we can all just review it, so you can go ahead and post it.
Indeed, I know Monster, there's one or two others that are very popular.
Okay. Yeah, ZipRecruiter. I looked at all those.
There you go.
That's a good motion.
I make a motion to post an approved township manager job description on Indeed or any other job posting sites.
Right.
Do I have a second?
Yeah, a second.
Is there costs on posting on these sites?
I believe there's a minimal cost.
Indeed there is?
Yep.
Yeah.
So you should probably have the motion include a cost not to exceed some dollar value for posting it.
Anybody have any idea?
I have no idea what that would even cost.
What
says you can any idea?
It depends on the level of advertisement.
Yeah,
how many people you want to reach.
Okay.
I
don't remember off the top.
Would 500 be too much?
What would you recommend?
500 is not too much. I mean, you'll be able to see.
And we can increase that at a later date. Or maybe $1,000, not to exceed 1,000.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's just do not to exceed 1,000.
I make a motion to have the Indeed posting or job site postings not to exceed $500 in expenses.
500 or 1,000? You said 1,000.
I said 500.
She's here. He mentioned
1,000. Oh, you said 1,000? I didn't hear it though,
Jeff. Yeah. It doesn't matter. You want to do 500, Ms. Fisher? There we go.
Second.
Do we have a second?
A second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Interim Township Manager. What are our thoughts here? I think we do. We
were just making a comment.
Right.
So I guess the question then is, if you need to hire an interim township manager, are we still able to engage Keystone to provide that service? Or do we need them to?
At this
first
point,
question's easy. Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Second question's harder. Do you need to?
Do we need to? We had discussed that we need to have an executive session to discuss an internal candidate for an interim manager. So we don't have anything to discuss today. We just need to have that executive session.
And if you wish to have that executive session, you should typically announce it today. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you were intending to do
we're
two
not
things.
Ready to do it today.
Not today.
Yeah.
Okay. To announce today when it will be, or else, I mean, might you do it on the same night you do the solicitor interviews? That's an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. It would be nice if we knew that was the 20th or the 21st, but we don't. But since you're going to advertise for that, you could advertise
the executive session
too.
As well.
The executive okay. session for purposes of discussing a personnel matter, i.e. the interim manager.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Joe,
you don't have to set, I mean, typically what people try to do, boards try to do to avoid advertising is announce it today and then you don't have to advertise. But we're a little handicapped in doing that this time, and so we'll go and add. It's not going to be a big expense.
We can do it after the interviews too, Sean. That way you don't have to,
right?
You know, get here early.
Well, that's what Ken was suggesting.
Yeah.
We'll do it at the same. That way, we'll go to advertise
right.
the solicitor meeting, the special meeting. It's two, yes, two dual
okay.
purpose.
Okay. 855 Perky Omanville Road. We have an update on that.
He did leave a voicemail. They are not interested in moving forward.
Okay.
Oh, so we have no option to.
He does not want to. I found his phone number and called him, and he left a voicemail. I believe it was this morning or last night. And he said they have no interest in moving forward with an easement.
Well, that's disappointing.
This was the owner, or is this somebody at the county?
It's the owner of the property.
So
okay.
Should I just update everybody on what 855 Perky Omanville is a farm that had, there were in our long-term plans, had a trail going through their property. So we were trying to acquire
an easement.
An easement that was about an acre or two of ground
yeah,
that would allow
Skato Creek.
A future
trail.
Planning trail, you know, development of a trail that's been in our long-term plan. And he's not interested, so.
Okay. Live streaming, any update on that, Miss Kate, as far as, okay, so no updates on that?
What are our next steps for live streaming? We approved it, but what do we have to do to make this happen? We have to look at what? Equipment? And
equipment services, who's gonna man it?
Equipment services. So I do know there was a place in Bucks County that did this, and they used their local school district. It was part of the AV club for the locals, and they had the kids come down, set it all up. They tell you, obviously, what equipment you need, but then the kids come in, they set it all up, and there's no risk to us. Obviously, we have servers, we have firewalls in place. These kids are basically going to come in, set all the equipment up. They work with our firewall vendor, whether it's Fortinet or someone like that, and they just give them a spot on the rack to go ahead and plug into, and nobody has access to it. So that was a thought that I had. We could possibly go that route and figure something else out. I run a small camera business. I do network integration. I could give us a camera with speakerphone and mic on it.
Well, that would be a conflict.
Only if I sold it to us would it be a conflict.
Statement.
You know what I mean?
Spoken before, don't accept the gifts either. So.
Is that right? Is that right, Mr. Ken there? No gifts?
I don't know. What's the value?
The book into it.
No value to
you
me.
You don't really need an answer today. I'll look into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, look into that. Right. I don't mind giving it to us. And we could have someone put it in. I don't necessarily need to work, so it doesn't matter to me. Anybody can. Steve can put it in. For like, you know, I mean, I'm sure you know how to run cable and camera wire.
Sure.
So, yeah, it's super simple. So that's that. And then the live stream, where could we put it? It was suggested YouTube or Facebook, things like that. The YouTube, I thought, would be fairly simple. It's just going to go out there. Sean, you had asked how we were going to do it. And I think in-person participation, at-home viewership would be the best. That way you don't run into, you know, Bob from New Hanover saying, hey, I'm zoomed in on, you know, I live at Mr. Slack's house. You know what I mean? It eliminates all that conflict. And, you know, if you have something really needs to be discussed, it's on the website. Come on in. Let's talk about it. Is that it? Everybody okay with that?
That is incredible.
I like the idea of involving the high school kids. I think it's important to involve younger people in local government and activities that go on. So I'm in total favor of that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Just as a heads up, I was involved in another municipality that did allow audience participation from the live stream. They said that lasted for like 2-3 months. Meetings were like 4 or 5 hours long.
Absolutely.
They never stopped.
Absolutely, so trying to cut back on.
That's exactly. Yeah. Ultimately, they gravitated to exactly what you had said.
Sure.
They said, feel free, you can look at it, you can see what's going on. But the only way to kind of cut that off was if you wanted to be part of the process actively, you needed to come to the meeting.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
So should we be, I know you mentioned like local schools, I'm assuming, you know, Boyertown, if they have an AV group. But would it be reasonable if we picked some other townships that do live streaming, like Norm, you said, you know of one, that we could reach out and find out what their setup is so that we can understand maybe some pros and cons of different setups. It's not my expertise, so I don't know.
Yeah, there's various options out there. Like, we have a franchisee agreement with Comcast, and through Comcast, we have a channel that's dedicated to us. So there's an avenue there as well, you know, that we could research out there. So there's plenty of options. It's just, what do we all want
to
do?
We need to take the actions. That's all. I want to make sure we're taking actions and we're not just talking about it.
That's right. So, Miss Kate, do you want to do that? I guess. When I say that is reach out to another township. I mean, I've already done it.
Called
a bunch of different townships,
and
I've been to their place just to see what they have going on there. I don't mind doing it.
Yeah, I don't mind reaching out to other townships either. I mean, I'm willing to do that. But I don't understand how to do the Comcast channel.
So the only thing with Comcast, you'd be limiting, if you're only going to stream to that, it's
correct.
Only Comcast
customers.
That's right.
So you could lose, a lot of people in this area have Windstream or DirecTV, whatever.
Oh, so it's probably
or
not
they don't
good option.
Have that at all, any cable.
That's why I said about going just to, you know,
YouTube,
because everybody has access to the internet. Everybody has access to YouTube.
Okay, so Comcast is not an option.
No, I was just giving you.
Yeah.
It's an option. You just
don't.
Option.
But I don't think it's a good option.
It's not the great option.
Yeah.
Is what I was saying.
Okay.
Yeah. Anybody else? Anything else? What do you want to say, Miss Madeline? Anything you got to say for a young lady being in here? Seeing township business be done?
I believe that both the high school and middle school East have an AV team, because every morning we have like morning announcements done in the AV room for our middle school. I know that the high school also has that, but from last meeting, the community day, do we have enough volunteers for that? Do we know?
Not yet. But the man sitting next to you would love your help, trust me.
We can use as many volunteers as we can get.
The high school ROTC requires community service hours, and you can use them for...
Sure.
Perfect.
They've helped in the past. So.
Thank you, Miss Madeline. Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Garlis, go ahead. I took my glasses off.
I don't know if
barely
the
see you back
township
here.
Had any involvement in the freeway stop sign at Perkiomenville and Deep Creek Road, but I am greatly appreciative of that, since I've almost gotten hit multiple times coming out of Perkiomenville. So I don't know if you did it or not, but...
It'd be nice if we could take credit, but it was not. Say that it was... the county on one side and the state on the other got together and put those stops
I figured, but I put it out there.
There's none here. I was just going to say, let her go, Lisa. Just let her talk.
I don't like to take credit where it's not due. I appreciate that the state and the county step in.
Anybody else? Going once, twice, three times. Great. Upcoming meeting. Zoning hearing board is supposed to meet March 19, 2024 at 7 p.m. Parks Board's going to meet March 26, 2024 at 7 p.m. And the Planning Commission is going to meet March 28, 2024 at 7 p.m. Announcements, suggestion box for Community Day and other community events. Upper Frederick Fire Department, Easter Flyer Sale is Friday, March 29, 2024 at 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday, March 30th at 8 a.m.
to 4 p.m. Don't forget to register for Ready Monco emergency alerts and reach out to the Parks Board to see if you guys can volunteer, get ready for community day events.
And the stomp.
And the stomp, yeah.
When is the plan for clearing the trails?
I'm going to have those dates available hopefully next week.
Okay. And we'll post those on the website? Would that be something we'll post on the website?
Okay.
So be on the lookout for that. If you want to help clear trails, there will be a date posted.
All right, perfect.
On the Facebook page.
On the Park and Rec's Facebook page, you mean? Okay. All right. I make a motion to adjourn this fine meeting.
I second the motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
An hour and a half today, people. Not bad. Not bad.